Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Urban is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. And that's the message that he delivers in the speeches that he offers to organizations just like yours. DrTimUrwin.com, is that right, Tim?
DrTimUrwin.com, Irwin with an I.
Yeah, and so check that out, folks. Also, Derailed is the book just before this one, which I still love, and that's kind of what we're talking about today, Tim, because we're talking about how we derail ourselves. And I talked yesterday with another guest about the fact that our biggest challenge as successful, highly motivated, rugged, hell-bent for leather entrepreneurs like most of us are, our biggest problem is not accomplishing stuff. It's getting out of our own way, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's also making sure that we deal with the needs of the people that we lead.
Right.
I think that's why most of the problems I bump into in the workplace are not technical. It's mm-hmm. not that we don't have the right machines or the right equipment or the right trucks or whatever. It's getting along with our coworkers, and that's mm-hmm. what gets in the way, those interpersonal issues.
You know, we were talking in the previous segment about the politics, the politicians and the politics of all this, and I was saying that Trump has been crude and rude beyond anything I've ever seen anybody get away with, and yet he got his numbers go up. Hillary Clinton is clearly lying. I mean, over and over. How many different ways can she lie about her email problems? Never mind Benghazi, and yet the people on her side still love her. Well, if that's the case, you know, one on the Republican side, one on the Democrat side. Tim, what does it say about us? And is that not an indictment of where America's gotten to?
Well, it clearly is, and I think we're seeing the fruits of our educational system and our moral relativism and lots of other things. And we've gotten into this entertainment culture where we prefer charisma over competence and character. And clearly yeah. Hillary Clinton has shown a major deficit in character. And yet her charisma and her loyal following and so on, I hope the American people are going to wake up and say, hey, what have we done? I think we've got to wake up.
What would be the cause of that? I mean, where's the lever that we pull for that, Tim? I don't see it manifesting out there. You know, here's the one thing that I think has really been damaging, and that is the popular media. But by that I mean a lot of it. I mean televisions and movies and maybe
but the entertainment
maybe
tonight
even music.
Culture.
That whole thing. Think about when I don't watch reality TV, but I know a little bit about it. I watch the early ones. I like the early ones. But here's what I figured out after a long time about basically all reality TV shows. Where is the character building in those? It's almost non-existent, right?
Well, that's exactly
it's
right.
It's always antagonistic, aggressive. I'm going to beat you no matter what. And people think that that's the way things should be. What do you think?
It's a sad indictment on us as a culture, as a people. And I think we've got to have a wake-up call. And the fact is, the American people have had it pretty easy for a while. I mean, my children, for example, have grown up in relative ease.
Yep, yep.
They've never seen, I mean, we had this, quote, major recession, and a lot of people lost their jobs, and there was hardships. But we haven't seen anything that's really crushing.
Nobody really missed a meal, though, did we?
No, we didn't. And so my hope and my prayers that this this country will wake up. And we've got an opportunity in this next election to elect somebody based on their character and their competence versus their charisma.
But, you know, here's the thing, and I'm not being political here. Mitt Romney, I got to know a little bit about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney may have been the best human being that we've ever run for, who's ever run for president, and yet that character did not win.
That's, and particularly when you put him up against this very charismatic, handsome, mm-hmm. dynamic, eloquent
right.
Person.
I Not mean, much critical mass, but a lot of charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Speaking
no.
of Benghazi, I think that's when Mitt Romney lost the election, was when he didn't confront Obama directly in that
right.
one debate.
Yep, I think so too. But the thing is we, this is where I think we are, and when you've got if so, what we're talking about now is America derailing.
I'm afraid that's the case. Moral relativism, our incredibly terrible educational system. I don't know if you ever watched some of these interviews on TV where they ask people basic questions about history and government and so on. American people have just become very uninformed. They're
yep.
ignorant about how our country works, how our country works. And the fact is that people don't appreciate the gift of our republic.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand how fragile...
It's our job to be the stewards. It's been handed to us to be the stewards of this and pass it on, hasn't it? That's the thing I think we're missing. We're not taking that seriously.
We're also gotten to this point where we think that we work to serve the government.
Right.
When in fact, the Constitution is very clear that the government works to serve us.
That's the story that we're supposed to be hearing. By the way, I don't watch the Shark Tank program. You know why? Because that's not the way business works.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not real.
Yeah.
That's not the way people
it's
get
entertaining.
Funded. But it's people who don't know any better think that's the way you get funding.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Sure. Yeah,
hey, Tim,
sure.
I need your website one more time, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. Love to speak at your event.
Irwin with an I. Hey, thanks for being here. The book is called Impact. That's his new one. Great Leadership Changes Everything. Dr. Tim Irwin. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.